Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Geneva today, the United Nations is attempting to restart peace talks that so far have failed to end the four-year-old civil war in Syria. The war has displaced 11 million people and provided a haven for extremist groups, including ISIS. The talks get underway just as Amnesty International, the human rights group, released a report alleging that both the Syrian government and rebel groups in the country have committed abuses that amount to crimes against humanity. Philip Luther is director of the Middle East and North Africa program at Amnesty International in London. He joins us. And Philip, tell us more about what your report found.
Amnesty International has found that the government has been launching a campaign of air attacks that, in our view, have deliberately targeted civilians in Aleppo. We're not talking about the government accidentally killing civilians. These are not isolated events or accidents. What we believe we've documented is a campaign of systematic barrel bomb and other air attacks that amount to crimes against humanity. We've also documented what we believe to be war crimes by armed opposition groups, the main problem there being their use of imprecise weapons that have indiscriminately shelled civilian areas, leading to hundreds of deaths in recent months.
And are these attacks on both sides continuing today as they were a year ago, 2 years ago?
They are. There was a lull. When I say a lull, there was at least a decrease in the intensity of the government attacks earlier this year. However, in the last few weeks, these attacks have increased. If you look between January 2014 and March 2015, we have information on 3,000 civilians being killed just in the Aleppo area from barrel bomb attacks.
And those are coming from the government, those attacks. What about the rebel fighters that are also responsible for some of the deaths? Are the weapons that they are using weapons that have been supplied by Western countries, including the United States?
Well, in the attacks that we've been looking at, and this report focused very specifically on the Aleppo city area, the weapons that have been responsible for what we believe to be war crimes in some cases have been DIY weapons. They've been improvised, locally made weapons rather than externally provided ones. So weapons like so-called hell cannons, which are improvised rockets fitted with gas canisters, and they just can't be aimed and they can be used to indiscriminately shell civilian areas. And we've looked at this and found that at least 650 civilians were killed by this type of shelling by rebel groups in 2014.
How do you document these abuses? How easy is it to find out exactly what's going on?
It's not easy. We interviewed 78 current and former residents of Aleppo, eyewitnesses to attacks, medics, rescue workers, and others. We had to do that in the main at the border in towns in southern Turkey, where people are often coming and going between Turkey and Aleppo. We spoke to people by phone and by Skype with people in Aleppo. We corroborated witness testimony with different separate accounts about the same incident and looked at a lot of secondary source material, photos, videos, reports from local and international monitoring groups. And we also did our very best to try and get the government side of events, which has been almost impossible. We wrote to them in March. They didn't respond. We've trawled through all the government statements that we can find. We found one statement that the government, in which the government said that they'd been targeting terrorists in the Aleppo area. Perhaps even more than that, the government is not allowing in the UN-mandated Commission of Inquiry to independently verify this type of information.
Philip Luther, as you look at this conflict, and now it's been going on, as we said, for 4 years, more than 200,000 people estimated to have died in Syria. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel here? Is the conflict at all coming to a close as you see it?
There's no sign that the conflict is coming to a close as we speak today. The light at the end of the tunnel, we have to look at the possibility of talks starting up again at the international level. Frankly, that is the only way where there could be discussion about how to put an end to the types of crimes that we're talking about in this report.
That's Philip Luther, the director of the Middle East and North Africa program at Amnesty International, talking to us about the Amnesty International report. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org. Philip, thank you.
Thanks very much indeed.